South Africans have really opened their heart, their wallets, and anything they really have to contribute to the effort that we've seen government launch in the last few weeks in order to combat the coronavirus in our country. And President Cyril Ramaphosa asked that all citizens and the private sector do their best to stop the transmission of the coronavirus. And of course, one of the people who wants to heed the president's call is Rocking the Daisies Festival director George Avakian. And he has offered his organization expertise. Let's see what it's all about. George, good evening to you, and thank you very much for joining us here on Afternoon Drive. What are you able to offer government to help?
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Firstly, our festival caters. We build almost 5,000 beds within the festival alone. So on our side, it was pretty much looking at the... Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go for it, yes. George.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so from our side, it was pretty much putting a plan together that within 4 to 5 days, I reckon we could build up to 1,000 beds. And we pretty much used existing infrastructure as we use within our festival. And, we put a plan forward to the president's office to say, guys, here's a plan. You don't need to build anything unnecessary. Use current suppliers. And we just, I pretty much called my team together and said, guys, how do we put something together that can erect really quickly, and over and above that, we can split airspace and it's mobile. And, for the festival, we cater for 15,000 people on site. We create water lines, we create power lines, we create sewage lines with grey water, be it black water. We pretty much a self-sustaining city. So we put some plans together from our side, and we urge everyone else to do the same. Whether it happens or not, the fact that we have collective thinking and we're putting ideas out there and growing ideas together, and pretty much that was from our side, to just put something forward. It's gotten quite a bit of interest. So, if I could spend the next 21 days on-site somewhere building pop-up hospitals around the country, I would have a massive smile on my face.
George, it really sounds like such a generous and wonderful idea. I must ask you, because you usually have your festival in one location, how open are you to locating it somewhere different if that's what government may require?
Oh, absolutely. Our festival is 1.5 hours outside of Cape Town. So, to the whole idea why I thought it was great is, one of the reasons is that you can build it within a hospital's parking lot, for instance. So, and it might not be specifically for COVID patients. It could even work for other patients that you're funding, And I think event organizers in general in South Africa have such an incredible understanding of managing big crowds, So I think just those things, I've been driving around and seeing so many people in one long queue waiting to get into a shopping center, when if you just did a snake queue, you could save so much space and you could get the right allocation between every single person. And those things are super easy to do. So I think, it's just putting those expertise forward, and I'm super grateful. A lot of people throughout the whole industry have also reached out and said, if there's any way we can get involved, we're ready. I think it's just a matter of putting as many ideas forward as possible and assisting the government right now through this phase.
George Avakian, thank you. You are a really good South African, I can tell you that much. And I think your offer is really generous, and I hope that government's going to be able to take it up. Under the current circumstances, I think they would be more than glad to hear from you. George, of course, is the festival director at Rocking the Daisies, and that's why he's come up with this idea that he's able to basically build a little city for the duration of this exercise. So, George, what we're going to do is I'm going to put you back to Tsakho, and she is going to put you in touch with the health department, and let's see if we can make some connections here. And hopefully the result of that will be that you are able to provide some of the accommodation for either quarantine or isolation for the South Africans who are going to need it.